Paul, you spend the afternoon training with Milton. He says, Mr. Paul, I understand that you're a very talented grappler because of your natural body parts, but could you please use the claws a little bit less?
Is there a better way, or?
Well, I don't have cat claws like yours, so I would just, like, hold on with your fingers if you could.
It's less efficient, though, isn't it?
It is, but we also disallow other things like biting or kicks to the groin during training, you know?
The kick to the groin wasn't on purpose.
I feel like you fight with a lot of anger, Mr.
Paul. I'm not angry. Could you stop calling me Mr. Paul? You're the master, I'm the student, so please.
What should I call you, sir?
Just call me Paul.
Well, that's a little awkward, but if you say so.
The evening cannot roll around soon enough, and then you set off with Lowry and Elvis towards the bar.
So, Paul, I've been thinking, and I got it figured out what's wrong with your religion. Oh, really? You've been there for a day, and you got it figured out? Yeah, it's that you're coming to the right conclusions, but you're not getting there by yourself. The religion is telling you how to think. Have you read any of it? I don't need to. Through philosophy, I've already come to the conclusions that you've reached. You see, unlike you, I have gone from point A to point B and understand why your religion teaches what it does. That's what scripture study is. It's the examination of why scripture says certain things. But you have it handed to you on a silver platter. Where's the struggle? Where's the growth? You don't remember things that you don't have to work for. It is said that a man who lifts with his back may give himself injury, but that does not prove that he was unfit to lift, merely that no one saw fit to teach him. But if he gets injured, that's a lesson he won't forget. My dad threw me out of the house so that I would learn hard lessons. Your dad kicked you out to teach you a lesson? Yeah, because I was just sitting around at home learning archery and how to sword fight, but I never got better at my dad at sword fighting and I never got better than my mom at archery. My mom even knows some magical spells, and I never learned any. Well, it sounds like they were bad teachers. Besides, your mom specialized in just archery, and your dad specialized in just swordsmanship, so you split your teaching into both. Well, you know, it's like my mom and dad used to say, if you chase two rabbits, then you can put lettuce and mayonnaise in the middle and use the rabbits as a bun to make a rabbit sandwich. That doesn't seem like a very useful saying. No, I think they're right on that one. You could do that.
You find your way to the bar and then let yourselves in. There's Rosendo sitting at the table, and he's having a quiet but heated discussion with another guy. This person looks well-dressed, if a little brightly colored, and his hair is slicked down. Rosendo spots you first, and they both look at you, and Rosendo waves you to come over.
We've arrived, but not because we had to, only because we chose to.
The well-dressed man stands up to shake your hand. He says, "A pleasure meeting you. I'm Rutherford P. Buford, curator."
Elvis, what did we say my name was on the guild paperwork?
Tiffany.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elvis.
Ah, yes, of the Adventureman family name.
Yeah, but I think they disown me.
Oh, that's a shame. We knew Mr. Adventureman had a son, but we don't hear much about him.
That's because I am a shame.
Rosendo says, "Don't let it get you down, kid. I've only seen your father a couple times, but the guy only talks about business and adventure, really."
He's also got some really keen ideas about rabbits, apparently.
Rosendo points to Paul. Who's this?
Oh, I'm Paul. I just joined the group. I was told there was a schedule to go into the dungeon.
Oh, well, you were misinformed. Let's not be too hasty there, Rosendo. I'd like to go in there again. You've seen everything that there is to see. We brought out the whole skeleton. You've looked the area over. Well, you know how meticulous the curator order likes to be. If I don't turn over every stone, they're going to ask me why not. Rutherford turns to the group. If you're eager, how would you like to go back in that dungeon again?
That's what I thought we were doing. I don't understand what's going on.
There was an incident and a death, and these guys are brand new, Rutherford. I can't let you take them down in there. I've got to break them in at least. Rutherford rolls his eyes. Oh, fine. Tell me, did you get much of a look at the thing?
The skeleton?
Well, I wasn't referring to Rosendo.
I was mostly watching my friend Matios melt into a puddle of gelatinized flesh. I had dreams about it last night.
But beyond that, you know nothing.
We don't know nothing.
Oh, well, then by all means.
Thank you, I will. You know, people underestimate the value of nothing. If you consider a pot, once you fill it with something, it's full, and you can no longer put anything else in it. But an empty pot is a pot of potential. Are we going in the dungeon?
Why do you keep asking that? Rosendo just said we're not going in the dungeon.
Because you told me we were!
No, I told you we had an appointment with the guild, and you wanted to hear that we were going in the dungeon, which means you lied to yourself. I hope you learned something.
You knew that's what I wanted! You let me believe it!
But now through pain and making your own mistakes, you've learned a powerful lesson.
But what did he learn, Lowry?
That he should have formed his own team on his own, that he would be in charge of, that wouldn't do stupid stuff like this.
So what, did I come down here for nothing?
Okay, you're new, so as I explained it to these guys, if they can put together a team, Then we can bump you up on the schedule. I can probably have you in next weekend.
Oh. But I have to be on a team with these guys.
I'll be there too. And yes, you do need to have a team. So these guys or form your own. I don't care.
Well, how do I form my own team?
I handed these guys a sheet of paper with a bunch of names on.
I eat the paper.
And that was my last copy for a while. I'm going to have to get another one. So I guess you're stuck with these guys for a little bit. Rosendo, I'm just going to point out again. I could take them down to the dungeon now, and they wouldn't have to wait. And you can't take guys from the guild anywhere without guild permission. And I say no. Not signing off on it, not with this crew. File a proper petition, go through the correct channels. Well, fine. I thought we had a better understanding of each other than that, Rosendo. But if that's the way the cake has to crumble, then that's how it is. Well, then I suppose this is goodbye. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. Rutherford sees himself out.
So was that it? Was that the questioning?
Was there anything you wanted to add?
How much space do you have in your report?
Would you like to add anything materially relevant to the incident?
Define materially relevant.
I thought we were in big trouble.
You guys are in big trouble? Why didn't you tell me you were in big trouble?
Because then you wouldn't want to hang out with us.
You're not in big trouble. I choose to believe that you guys hooked up with someone who had more experience and thought they could shake the rules, and you paid a steep price for it. If you still want to go in the dungeons after all that, then I guess you're gonna find a way in. It'd be better if you do it according to the rules than making your own way, so I forgive it, whatever happened.
We don't need your forgiveness.
Well, you have it regardless.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Elvis, remember what we talked about where it doesn't matter what other people think of us?
But I thought we agreed that other people can cut us off from opportunities by having a negative opinion of us.
Adventuring is a stupid profession, Elvis. I'm not worried about whether or not we're cut off from opportunities to go down in a dungeon and be shot.
But I am, though. Enough for both of us.
Was I in any kind of trouble for joining this group?
I don't even know you, and I just said I absolve the group. No one's in trouble.
I mean, I'm sorry, but this is my first day.
I bet your religion didn't prepare you for this, did it?
My religion is not in question here. It's not a guidebook for how to handle psychotic lizard people.
I am not psychotic. I'm enlightened.
Well, when could I next get in the dungeon if I don't work with these guys?
A month, maybe two.
Oh my, we're not even gonna go in the dungeon
again.
But
we learned so much from last time, Lowry.
You learned all the wrong lessons. Okay, I've changed my mind. Can we go deeper?
You want to go deeper than the first level?
My friend apparently needs a much louder wake-up call.
Okay, there's a system. Welcome to the guild. Let me explain the system. So you can go deeper down if you've proven yourself and someone will vouch for you higher up in the guild. It's kind of a nepotistic system, I'm going to be honest. There's not really a meritocracy, but if someone says, hey, this guy can handle it, then you can go down.
Well, who decides that? Is it you?
Yes, I could decide to let you down in the second level if I see that you're performing at that level.
And what if your opinion didn't matter?
Well, if I had wheels, I'd be a wagon. My opinion does matter.
So if we make you angry, we can't go deeper down.
I mean, not necessarily. I'm not the last wall. There's other groups that you could join that have clearance to go deeper, but you can't just go in. All right, it needs to be a job. You need to fill out the paperwork. There's a bunch of bureaucracy.
Oh, that's why you're always in the bar. Because of the bureaucracy.
Could you eat some peanuts and shut up, maybe?
Will you give me your peanuts?
Yes, take them. Munch on these.
Okay,
there's a field of magic inside the temple. The deeper down you go, the stronger the field gets. That means the things that get summoned out are bigger, stronger, not always necessarily worth more money to hunt. That's why we stake it out, we figure out how long it takes for the pillars to regenerate, we go down there only at specific times, we hunt the things, and then we mark it down.
This entire temple sounds like an edifice to the decadence of modern living.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously.
Now, there are rumors that people sometimes intentionally disappear down in the lower levels of the dungeon. They are not true. We do not intentionally lose anyone down there, you get me? If someone vanishes, there is loads of paperwork to do, and it is done by me mainly. I am not going to take you down there if I don't think you're all going to come out alive and if I don't think you can work together. Do you understand me?
Sir, I am a trained monk. I've patiently withstood many rigors. I can work with anyone you
give.
You
were just asking to switch groups.
I mean, some groups would be easier than others.
You know what? You need to stay in our group. You obviously have a lot to learn, too.
You will learn so much in this group.
I'm going to learn how many strikes it takes to knock out a lizard. That's what I'm going to learn.
Do you see him? He can't work with us.
Okay, fine. Maybe he can.
No, I can work with them. I can.
Fine, maybe you can. Work it out.
But do people ever get, like, let down into the dungeon if maybe they're not that prolific of a fighter?
No. If you're not able to handle yourself, you are not going down. Not on my watch.
But are there circumstances,
I told you no. I mean, not unless you're a researcher or something. You're being escorted, but that's a job you pay for, not one you get paid for.
Okay.
So we could go deeper down if we became connected to wealthy higher-ups.
Yes! Did you not hear me telling you this whole thing was kinda nepotistic?
So we could go down as part of an expedition group. I mean, if we knew someone.
Yes, if you know someone with money and probably in the curator group, then you could go down with a curator group and us as your bodyguards.
As a priest of the god of punching someone in the face, what kind of academic knowledge do you have?
He's not the god of punching people in the face.
Gosh, I'm really looking forward to going down in the dungeon again.
Well, it has truly been a nightmare talking to you guys, so if you could come back next week at around this time, I will get you down in the dungeon and we will see what you can actually do, okay?
All right, thank you, sir. You will not be disappointed.
But if you are, we don't care about your opinion.
Oh, and one more thing. Do not accept any job from anybody unless you clear it with me and you get all the proper paperwork done. If you take a job into the dungeon and the guild does not know about it, they will come for you. There will be fines, there will be jail time, okay? The head of the guild is on the city council. He can talk directly to the governor. They take it very seriously.
Oh, what will the governor do? Squander my tax money? Oh, wait, I don't pay any.
You've been warned. I feel like I've done as much as I can and more.
My dad always used to say that after you've given 110%, there's always 10% more, hidden deep down if you can surpass your own limits. And if you unlock that, then that becomes your new 100% and you'll permanently be stronger.
Well, far be it for me to question Timothy Adventureman, but do you guys have anything else or can you go away? I'd like to go back to drinking and filling out papers.
No, sir. I believe if you work hard, you can do 10% more papers than last time.
He glares at you and gets out some of his papers, starts to go back to work. He looks up and sees you're being 100% honest and doesn't know what to say to that, so he just goes to work.
Okay, guys, let's go outside.
Well, Paul takes you outside, and there you are.
Lowry, why did you eat that paper with all the names on it that said who was looking for groups?
Paul, I don't know if you're aware, living in dogmatic ignorance as you are, but I cannot read.
I actually didn't know that.
I've gone my whole life not knowing how to read, and I'm not about to start now. And neither should you.
I think we make a really good team.
How do you figure, Elvis?
Well, I'm the muscle, and you're the muscle, and Lowry's the muscle. That's three muscles. That's a lot of muscle.
I'm the brains, thank you.
Lowry, you're 9 feet tall and very muscular.
You can be smart and muscular, you know. You don't have to choose one or the other.
Didn't earlier you tell me that I should be focusing on just one thing at a time, and if I chase two rabbits, I can turn them into a sandwich?
I mean, yes. But Glutei encourages the development of everything, mind, body, and soul.
That is three things.
Well, they're connected. They're all kind of the same thing. It's written that they are the same.
All you really need to develop is the mind, and then you can reason out the best ways to develop your body. It follows.
That's exactly what the scripture says.
But of course, you guys probably have it all wrong.
I'm not going to argue scripture with someone who hasn't read it. Forget about it. Let's just go home.
Do we still get to stay at the temple? I like the temple.
Yes, if you keep doing work and you're not openly disparaging towards the faith, then you can stay.
I don't care about the opinion of the temple.
But Lowry, they give us eggs and bacon.
But that there is a material kind of burden. Explain that, Mr. Dogma.
Your body is made of material stuff, and it's a temple worshipping the god of the body?
But see, there you go. The body's not material stuff. It's more vague than that.
Well, go without eating then. See how long mind, body, and soul last like that.
If you did, to stay true to your convictions, you would die a nobler soul.
You know, I would argue with that. If it weren't for St. Marilla, who said exactly that and then died from hunger.
See, can't prove me wrong.
He's considered apocryphal.
You guys bicker your way back to the temple, and when you arrive, waiting out front is Rutherford.
See, the problem is you keep looking to scripture for answers, but there's not a scripture for every
thing. The priests of
Glutei
spend their entire lives trying to poke holes
no,
in and understand
no,
the scripture. You
no.
know, you're not so smart just because you come up with a few clever ideas.
I don't mean
ideas.
To interrupt the philosophical argument, gentlemen, but this was the only address listed among the three of you. And I was hoping that we could have a reasonable conversation somewhere outside the purview of Rosendo, who is a stick-in-the-mud at best.
Sir, Rosendo told us to just say no to employment.
Rosendo said to clear it with the guild.
Do you know who hires the guild when they're not being self-employed? Yours truly. The curator organization is the only one with funding and interest to go deeper in that dungeon for reasons besides plunder.
I think the threat of lawsuits were mentioned, and none of us can afford a lawyer.
There's no such thing as lawyers. They're about as real as wizards.
All I want to begin with is a more frank discussion, but off the books. You think I was satisfied just hearing that you watched the skeleton melt your friend?
I found that very dissatisfying.
Myself as well. That type of thing hasn't really happened before, and I'd like to find out why.
The dungeon is stupid. Wait, are you planning on going deeper in?
As deep as we have to go, but probably no further than the fifth level. But I've said too much.
It's illegal.
I can't deny that. Which is why the job would pay an amount considerate of the risks.
I don't want your money.
And I can't accept it.
You can't take... Well, then why are you going in the dungeons?
Nothing. Can a guy not be bored in the temple? I mean, I'll prove myself to Glutei if I'm strong enough to go down.
So I'm not hearing a no, but I am hearing that I wouldn't have to pay you.
Well, all the money would go to this guy.
Oh gosh, I won't even know what to do with it all. I have housing and shelter.
Elvis, you're living on the charity of the temple.
You guys have bacon!
With wealth, you could buy bacon.
I can't cook it myself, I'll burn myself.
Well, for the amount that I'm offering, you could stay at a bed and breakfast for the better part of a year.
And I wouldn't have to scrub the floors?
Not unless you wanted to. It sounds like you're interested. I tell you what, here's my card. You go down to this address, just knock on the door, and we'll have a discussion. He hands you his card, and he leaves.
I say we don't go. We need to keep our heads above water, stay out of trouble.
Well, I say we do.